when the Lord puts them on your heart, they're easy in the sense that the subject matter is such that God just thrills your heart. And then there are messages that God puts on your heart, and you say, Lord, just don't understand why exactly on this one. And I have that kind of thought on my heart that, hey, as I studied in preparation, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is this something for me? Is it something that somebody in particular really needs to hear this? Or is it a word of warning for my life, for somebody else's life, because of these things? I don't know. But I do know I've got to follow the Lord. And I've got to share with you what He puts on my heart. I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew 26, verse 31, the Bible says, Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then flip to verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. It happens more than we care to think about. Someone we know, someone we look up to, somebody we think highly of, somebody we respect, suddenly admits to failure. We get over the initial shock, and then we wonder, how could something like this happen to them? More times than not, things can happen suddenly, but it was the outcome of a process or series of events leading to that point. Peter was the last disciple that we would have thought to deny the Lord. We see him all throughout the gospel record, standing tall. I think about Peter in Matthew 16, when Jesus said, Who do you say that I am? And Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Matthew 17, we find Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, that inner circle, to the Mount of Transfiguration. We think of the day when multitudes went back from following Jesus. And Jesus asked the question, Will you also go away? It was Peter that spoke up and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Peter was an elected leader of the disciples. He was a strong man. But what we see happening to Peter was not the failure of some weakling. What we see is not the breakdown of a coward, but it was one of the bravest and best of the disciples. despite what we think about Peter, Peter loved the Lord. I believe Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane was ready to take the servant's life, but only cut off the ear. But then Jesus said, put away thy sword. I believe that Peter loved the Lord that much. But I wonder, could there be somebody right here, like Peter, you're a strong Christian, proud of right, thought right, believed the right things. But maybe you're the one that is in danger today. I'd like to preach on this thought of the downfall of a good man. The downfall of a good man. I asked some questions. What was it that caused the downfall of Peter? If it is something that'll help me, if it is something that'll help you, all of us here today, what were the warning signs? What were the things that happened in Peter's life that would speak to my heart today? What caused the downfall of Peter? First of all, I see there was the problem of the confident attitude of Peter. The night of Jesus' arrest, Jesus revealed a lot of troubling things to the disciples. For one thing, Jesus said that one of them would betray him, talking about Judas Iscariot. He also told them he was going away, and that they would all be offended that night and be scattered. But in the verses I read, Peter was the first to respond in verse 33. Peter answered and said unto him, so all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Peter said, all of the rest, they be offended, Lord, but I will never be offended in you. First of all, Peter thought that he was stronger than all the others. Peter was saying in his words, Lord, I don't know what these other fellows may do, but Lord, I can tell you this, I will never, never, ever be offended in you. they might fail. They might falter, but not me. Can I say to our hearts today, it is so easy to look at other people and we could say, well, I expect him to fall out sometime. I expect them to fail. We hear of something somebody did, and our response in our minds and heart is, I'm not surprised. I can see them doing that. Somehow thinking, it'll never happen to us. Somehow we put ourselves up on a pedestal with the idea, I'm too strong of a Christian to ever fail. Proverbs 16:8 says, pride goeth before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. Can I just remind you that there is not a single one of us today that's above falling. It can happen to any one of us right here today. But Peter thought that he was stronger than the others. But Peter also thought he could handle temptation. Jesus says in verse 34, Peter, he said, verily I say unto thee, this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Peter's thought is, I can handle temptation. I can handle it. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Say to our hearts today, be careful what you boast. Be careful about saying, I'll never give in to temptation. I'll never give in to that. I'll never do that. I'll never deny the Lord by what I say or do. Be careful. Be careful what you say. I say it again. There's not a single one of us above failure. I see the confident attitude of Peter. Secondly, I noticed the casual approach of Peter. I say to our hearts that at times things that ought to be precious to us, we become casual about. and say to our hearts that things that ought to stir us and move us don't move us like they once did. I think in Peter that he became sensible to the words of Christ, because he heard what Jesus said. Jesus said, all of you will be offended in me. But Peter said, I'll never be offended in you. Jesus said, tonight you'll deny me. Peter said, I will not deny you. I'm ready to die with you and for you. Peter has the attitude that he doesn't really need to pay attention to what Jesus says. I hate to say this, but I think I'm right in saying it. I believe there are people in our church family are careless about reading what God says in His Word. Somehow we've been brought up and we've heard it all our life. We hear it on Sunday. We listen to the lesson and the preaching. But then we go out into the week and rarely give thought to the Word of God. I'll tell you what you're doing. You're putting yourself in a dangerous place. You're putting yourself in a position thinking I don't need to really pay attention to what the Bible says. But also I believe Peter had a casual approach to the warnings of Christ. In Luke 22, I'll not read the story, but you're familiar. Jesus says to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Peter around that time was saying these words, Lord, not I. Never, never will it happen to me. But in this same chapter, and I read in verse 38, then saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Verse 40. And he cometh unto the disciples, findeth them sleeping, saith unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You see, the spirit of Peter was, Lord, I'll never fail. The spirit of Peter was, I'll never let you down. But he didn't realize how weak the old flesh was. Jesus said, Peter, especially now, you need to be praying. Can I say to our hearts today, especially now, we need to be a praying people. There is so much going on in our world. So much that tempts us. So much to draw our attention off of Christ and His Word. If there's ever a time we need to be a praying people, it's now. We need to spend time with the Lord in prayer. When the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples to pray, Jesus gave them the model prayer. And in that prayer, it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It is the desire, Lord, guide my feet in ways that I'll not be put in tempting situations. I wonder how things would have been had Peter prayed in the garden with Jesus. I've seen the confident attitude of Peter, the casual approach of Peter. But then I see the careless associations of Peter. As Jesus was arrested, Bible says Peter followed afar off. As a matter of fact, Peter and John followed to where they took Jesus. The Gospel of John tells us that John knew somebody at the priest's house. And they got John and Peter on the inside. But the Bible says that Peter sat without in the palace among them. Peter didn't consider that he was putting himself in a dangerous situation by who he was associating with. Can I tell you something? The real test of commitment to Christ isn't what you do right here. I love to see people committed to the church and the worship and the cause of Christ here. But it isn't the test of how you sing in the choir, how faithful you are to tithe. The real test of commitment is what you do out there. How you live your life from those that don't know the Lord. Peter come in that crowd. And one came by and said, "You're one of his disciples." Peter said, "I don't know him." Peter changed positions. Somebody else came and said, "You're one of his disciples." Another place said, "Your words, your speech betrays you that you're from Galilee." Peter swore, "No, not I, I'm not one of his." Again, another says, "Yes, you are one of his disciples." The Bible said Peter cursed and swore, saying, "I know not the man." Bible said immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus. There are people that are putting themselves in dangerous situations as Christians because of who they hang around with, who they spend time with. They've gotten to the place they don't read their Bibles much. They don't pray like they one time prayed. And by their actions, they're not cheerful. They'll deny the Lord. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." What Paul mean? Paul said, don't fool yourself by hanging around with the wrong crowd. It'll corrupt your life. I have on occasions be out somewhere and be thirsty and walk into a quick stop long enough to buy me a drink and then come back out. But a lot of those times I walk out with the smell of smoke on me because people in there were smoking. You hang around with the wrong crowd, it'll get on you. People will start noticing. They'll say he's just acting different. She just don't seem the same. She just don't seem the same because of these things. I remember when I was here the first time, had a lady, she's already dead, glory. Had a lady to talk to me after service. Said, "Preacher, will you talk to my daughter?" And her daughter came to church in. She said, "She's going and hanging out at a place in Hickory where they party and dance and drink and those things. And it bothers me she's going there. Would you talk to her?" I said, "I will." So the Lord opened the door of opportunity. And I asked her about it. She said, "But preacher, I don't go there to drink. I just go to hang out with my friends and we talk and we listen to the music and that's all we do." She said, "I don't see anything wrong with that." I asked her, I said, "So it wouldn't bother you if next Friday night while you're there, I just came and joined in with you?" She said, "Well, no, preacher, that's not the kind of place you need to be." I looked her in the eye and I said, "If it's not the kind of place I need to be, it's not the kind of place you need to be." She said, "I never thought about that." I said, "When I started the message, I do not know why God sent this today. I don't know why. I don't know who it's for. I have prayed this week and I said, God, whoever it's for, speak to their heart. And I said, God, if it's just a word of warning for us all, speak to our hearts. And I said, God, if it's a word of warning for me, speak to my heart. Because I don't want to fail my Lord." The Bible says when Peter hold on the words of Jesus, he went out and wept bitterly. Peter repented. I'm glad when we have failed the Lord, I'm glad He still loves us. And I'm glad He'll forgive us. And I'm glad He'll restore us back into fellowship. Ask you a couple of questions today. Are you walking in some dangerous places today yourself? Are you maybe seeing it in the life of somebody close to you that you are saying, "Lord, please open their eyes, they may see"? I ask you, have you already failed Him? Are you needing to repent like Peter with weeping in your soul? Don't know what needs you may have. The only thing I really know is God sent this to our hearts today. I say, don't turn a deaf ear. Take it as a word of warning. Don't think of yourself too strong, that you would never fail the Lord, because it could happen to any of us, just like it did Peter. Brother David, would you get us a song? We'll stand and sing in just a moment. There may be somebody today, right here, God has spoken to your heart. And God is saying, you need to come back to me. There may be somebody right here today, God pointed out some areas of your life. And the Lord is saying, stop where you are. Don't go any farther. You need to get back close to me again. And let me keep you close in service and fellowship. While we stand, if there's a need in your heart, this altar is open for you today. Let's stand. 100.